Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. When former President Donald Trump returned to Capitol Hill last week and met with congressional Republicans, the economy was a main item of discussion. He favors steep tariffs against China, and that could increase the price on imports for American consumers. But a potential running mate, Senator Tim Scott, tells ABC's This Week why that plan is a good idea.
Tariffs create headwinds that actually levels the playing field.
President Biden Saturday was in Los Angeles for a fundraiser where his campaign said they raised $30 million. The U.S. took part in a peace summit in Switzerland where 80 countries signed a communique that the territorial integrity of Ukraine must be the basis of any peace deal with Russia. Search for suspects continues back in the U.S. after two people were killed in a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration in Round Rock, Texas, and about 55 million people are or will be under some kind of heat warning this week. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As election administrators seek clarity heading into November, they at least have one big question answered. There will not be mobile absentee voting in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moen.
Local election administrators have new guidance from Wisconsin's highest court on alternative early voting sites. The Wisconsin Supreme Court issued a ruling this week that bans the use of mobile voting sites. That outcome is seen as a victory for conservatives challenging such options. But separately, the court kept in place rules that allow clerks to choose other alternative sites for absentee voting. University of Wisconsin political science professor Barry Burden says that means these officials will still have flexibility as they sort out logistics.
They face a lot of difficulties trying to find sites that are available. You know, they're often repurposing a church or a school or a community building.
Meanwhile, Burden and other political observers still expect the Wisconsin Supreme Court to issue a ruling soon about the banning of ballot drop boxes.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
And after the 2020 election, Wisconsin was one of the states embroiled in the fake elector scheme tied to supporters of former President Donald Trump. Even though Trump is the presumptive GOP nominee in this year's race, Burden doesn't predict the exact same fallout. He notes there are new guardrails, including updates to the Federal Electoral Count Act. But he acknowledges there still could be lawsuits and protests in Wisconsin. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers leave tonight for a West Coast road trip. They'll play the Angels tomorrow night. Then Thursday, they'll start a four-game series against the Padres. Last night, bottom of the fifth, two men on. Joey Ortiz at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz sends out in the air, deep left field. This is back. This is gone. Joey Ortiz. A three-run home run. Bernie hits the slide. And the Brewers strike for the first time here in the fifth inning.
The final, Milwaukee 3, the Reds 1. After the game, winning pitcher Bryce Wilson asked if he liked trading Corbin Burns to the Orioles for Joey Ortiz.
I mean, what's not to like? I mean, the guy's like 290. I feel like when he came over, the big thing was the defense, and we've seen the defense, and I think the Orioles messed up. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's Bryce Wilson. We'll have a full recap of today's game coming up from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area for your Father's Day. We'll see high temperatures warming to the middle and upper 80s, south winds on the breezy side. In the overnight, more showers and thunderstorms. Our lows will drop to the lower 60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us. All that and more review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The music of the stars continues till high noon. I'm Lou Regani, your host for the music of the stars. Here's Brianna James. Rather a new tune.
Like the Father in the way He loves you.
the Stars, I got to tell you about WRJN's Big Deal Store. Filled with great savings and all kinds of local food and merchandise and services. You just log on to WRJN.com, take a look at all your chances to save. Save at least 30%. You get a certificate worth $40 for just $28. And a $20 certificate for only 14 bucks. Click on all the big deals tabs right here at WRJN.com and listen in for our big deal of the day twice a week. And you save 50% on all kinds of food and services and merch at WRJN.com. Well, the music of the Stars all the way till high noon. And back again next Sunday. The music of the Stars with Teresa Brewer.
Early to bed, early to rise. I heard a mother say to her angel eyes, dream of your dad, my little lad. Don't wait until the sun appears in the skies. I hate the sunshine, he said. It makes me get out of bed. Oh, how I wish I could sleep until my daddy comes home.
Teresa Brewer, very final recording for Coral Records. That was, let's see, February 1962. The music of the Stars for Father's Day.
So naturally, our thoughts turn to them and to the well-being of family life in America. Families have always stood at the center of our society, preserving good and worthy traditions from our past, Entrusting those traditions to our children, our greatest hope for the future. Family life has changed much down through the years. The days when we could expect to live in only one home and hold only one job are probably gone forever. Perhaps we will not go back to the old family ways, but I think we can and should preserve family values. Values of faith, honesty, responsibility, tolerance, kindness, and love. And we'll keep on trying to do better, trying to create a better life for those who follow.
Bob McGrath.
Please get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got. Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk, where's my cookies? Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one or the other. You'll always get what you want. If you just say please, I'll give you what I got. Gimme this, gimme that, I want. I need more juice, more milk, where's my cookies? Thank you, may I please, you're welcome. Please excuse me, I'm all finished. Get your elbows off the table, please, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one of the other. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the salt and pepper. If you don't say please, you're gonna wait forever. Get your elbows off the table, 'cause they'll soak up all your soup. Say please pass the bread and butter. If you don't say please, you won't get one of the other. Get your elbows off.
So welcome to everybody here, and let me be the first on stage to say happy 95th anniversary to the Motion Picture Television.
As we celebrate the 95th anniversary of MPTF, we also want to take a moment to say happy birthday to a man whose caring, compassion, commitment has changed the lives of so many. Kirk has often said, you haven't learned to live until you learned to give. And Dad, you sure as hell know how to give, and I know you know how to live.
Michael Douglas.
Douglas, the fellow that has that very successful daily television show, he introduced a song not too long ago, and he made a record of it, and it's become a very big hit. And it appeals to me very much. I hope it appeals to you, too.
Bing Crosby on the Hollywood Palace.
The men in my little girl's life, the men in my little girl's life. Now it seems like only yesterday I can hear my little girl say, Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy. The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life. Then came ponytails and jeans. My little girl was in her teens. Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy? He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy. Before I knew it, time had flown. Oh, my little girl had grown. Now it was Father, there's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said yes. Got something in your eye, Pop? I love him, Dad. The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life. A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was going to babysit with him. Oh, thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad. The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Familiar theme from East of Eden, 1955, Leonard Rosenman. That's a great movie for Father's Day. Check it out. And Paul Peterson from the Donna Reed Show.
Jeff, why don't you do the number for your dad? We'll back you up, won't we, fellas?
Sure.
I can't.
I think he'd like to hear it.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad.
Thank you.
Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, to play until the setting of the sun. Yonder down an old familiar pathway, I'd hear my mother call when day was done. Come home at supper time.
The shadows lengthen fast.
The shadows lengthen fast.
Come home at supper time.
Come home at supper time.
We're going home at last.
We're going home at last. Neighbors, I just imagine that a lot of you folks are listening to this song now are grown people, both men and women. And I know that you folks like to reminisce at times, as I have many times, about my childhood. And one of the most pleasant memories of my childhood past was when my mother used to come to the back of the steps of the old home place and say, "Come on home, son. It's supper time." But you know, time has woven the realization now, the truth that's even far more thrilling. And that's when someone shall call, and all of God's children shall go home where it will be supper time. With God around the great white table, certainly the greatest of them all.
Anyone
Orchestra with Joe Leahy's great music and compositions, the music of the stars. Here's a clip I thought I'd like to play for you, and it's called The Last Time with Dad, Bill Gnaige.
Ah! Oh, my God. I've won. I haven't won in years.
You finally got good.
What's my prize, apart from the Olympic gold medal, of course?
A kiss will have to do.
A kiss? A kiss? Oh. Ah, I get you. This is it, then.
This is it. It's my last bit of extra time. The baby is completely on the way. Is there anything at all I can do? Is there anything you want to do?
I don't know. There is this one thing. A quick little walk. Totally against the rules, of course. But if we don't change a thing, if we're very careful, it shouldn't do any harm. It would be nice.
That's a scene from The Last Time with Dad, About Time, 11 years ago. The music of the stars for Father's Day. Still a big thing in Racine County. WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous Farm Pig. Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. It's every weekday. 6 o'clock in the morning it wraps up. Join us at 5 weekday mornings and farm reports throughout the day. Stay up to date. All things agriculture. Or just plain ag. Part of our local news, timeless hits. Here on WRJN. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
singers. She's now about to begin a one-woman show on Broadway. And Jean Shalit talked with her recently at a rehearsal studio.
It was like
some designer sent it. Norma Dolores Eggstrom of Jamestown, North Dakota. Welcome back to New York.
Thank you very much, Jean Shalit.
When did you decide to call yourself Peggy Lee?
I didn't. Was the program director of WDAY in Fargo. And he didn't think that, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Norma Dolores Eggstrom wouldn't work out.
But Miss Peggy Lee would work out just fine.
Yes, he said, you look like a Peggy. I said, what goes with a Peggy, Peggy Lee? And that's how it happened.
Peggy, you've got a new show coming on Broadway called Peg.
Right.
So I want to know about that.
Well, it's called Peg because it's about my life. And I wrote it. And the songs are by Paul Horner and my lyrics. I started writing this for someone else to play.
I mean, there was going to be a show about you, but someone else would play your life.
Yes.
Now, in Pete Kelly's Blues, which is your first movie, you won an Academy Award nomination for acting. Why haven't you acted since then?
I don't know. I think perhaps I grossed more on the road for my agent. I never was offered another role.
And you got an Academy Award nomination and the phone stopped ringing?
And that was it. Right. Isn't that amazing?
Have you wanted to be an actress for a long time? Do you have a longing to be on the stage besides singing?
Well, I did want to find out if that was an accident or a fluke or something. I really was serious about trying again because that I understood that character very well because she was a singer.
Has Peggy Lee had a turbulent life?
It was full of violence, cruelty, happiness, laughter and tears and the whole thing.
Are the songs in the show, Peg, are they autobiographical? Because you have a song in there called My Father Was a Railroad Man.
My daddy was a railroad man.
Would you please us all by singing that for us, Peggy Lee?
Yes, I would love to.
Singing one of the new songs written especially for her one-woman show at Previews tonight. The previews begin tonight on Broadway.
preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached the plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about that great eternity. And he preached hell so hot that you could feel the heat.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. And Leona would get up to testify. As we'd say, the sweet by and by, then we'd sing, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay. For he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet.
Dolly Parton. I believe in 32 years. That's the first Dolly Parton song ever played. These songs are all about growing up, aren't they? And what we've learned or not learned. Peggy Lee, one of her last hits. Next. Music of the Stars. Say, an old-time radio colleague of mine is back on WRJN, Terry Havel. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, the show Saturdays, is right here on WRJN from 10 till 2. And he gives you the stories behind the hits, too, and the stars that you hear every day. Some songs you might have forgotten, like ours. Others say stick with you, and that's the point here. They're entertaining, and, well, we don't like to get too preachy, But if it sticks in your ear and you keep humming it like an earworm, well, you don't forget. And that's what the great songs do. That's why they call them great.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? That's all there is, my friends. Then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
Ah, Peggy Lee. Don't be fooled, there's a lot more to come. The music of the star on Father's Day 2024. Oh, the years fly. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.